stories and photos online. Got to brag about it, I guess, if you're going to do it. So they say there are some rules, not very many, with regard to geocaching. If you take something from the geocache, you're supposed to leave something of equal or greater value. Now, some people just like to find the items. They just leave them there. Some people like to take the items as little souvenirs. And the items, as I say, they can be just about anything. Looking at those things, there, the different types of geocaches that you might find things in there, they might be, they're rarely something real valuable, but they might be something that signifies an event or some sort of a monument or something in your community. It might be something that identifies the community. It might be, like I said, it might be something out of the Captain Crunch box. Who knows?
Always drink your Ovaltine.
Always drink your... You've seen the movie. Good. But there aren't many rules to geocaching. You know, if you take something there, you're supposed to leave something. Then, as we said, then you also write about your find in the cache logbook, and then you go to geocaching.com and log your experience so you can share it with other people. A lot of people are using Facebook to do a lot of these different things, too. You really don't need a lot if you're going to go something like geocaching. A GPS device or a GPS-enabled mobile phone, so you can navigate to the cache, and then a geocaching.com membership that you can sign up for free with a basic membership. So it's just real easy to do those kinds of things. Then you can go from there. The geocaches are actually located all over the world. It's common for geocachers to hide caches in locations that are important to them, maybe reflecting a special interest or skill of that particular cache owner. The locations can be awfully diverse, but they may be at your local park, at the end of a long hike. They could be underwater. Could be just sitting along the side of a city street. You're supposed to find them somewhere, but you can find them in all kinds of different types of locations. Now, if you're trying to get started doing this, really what you do is you search for the geocaches by location on the homepage at that particular website. And then once you decide you're going to find this one, then you load those coordinates into your GPS device. And then once you have that done, then you're off and running trying to find them. Now, these geocaches can vary in size and appearance. Now, out in the field, you might see everything from large, clear plastic containers to little film canisters to a fake rock with a secret compartment. So how do you actually find those caches? Well, the first step is to get a general idea of the cache's size, and the size is shown on each cache page. Just a general overview of the cache size graphic is usually found there. You can find different types of examples. There are small ones, there are middle-sized ones, big ones, regular size, whatever regular is. You can find all kinds of different containers for these things. Now, what is actually in the cache? Well, in the easiest form, a cache always contains a log book or a log sheet for you to log your find so people know you were there. And then larger caches can contain a log book and any number of items. These items turn the adventure into a different type of treasure hunt, too, because you never know what the cache owner or visitors to the cache may have left behind for you to enjoy. Now, remember, if you take something, you always want to leave something of equal or greater value, and it's recommended that the items in a cache be individually packaged in a clear, zipped plastic bag to protect them from the elements, too. So you can do different things like that. But there are some things you probably shouldn't put in a cache, either. Some of those should be pretty obvious, like explosives, ammunition, knives, drugs, alcohol. You know,
do a sandwich?
A sandwich might not be a good idea. Yeah, a lot of things like that you really don't want to do. And so, you know, you want to respect the local folks and local laws and all those kinds of things. And don't put food or heavily scented items in a cache because, as you well know, animals have much better noses than humans. And in some caches, those caches have been chewed through and destroyed because somebody put a food item in there. Not very smart. Don't give Yogi Bear a reason to go find your picnic basket. That's not a good idea. So once you've found the cache, well, then what do? Well, as we said, you log it, you sign the logbook, you return it to the cache. You can take the item if you want, as long as you leave something else behind. And then when you're finished, you put the cache back exactly as you found it. Even if you think you see a better spot for it, they usually prefer you put it back in the same spot so the next people can find it too. They really don't recommend you moving them around. If you feel the cache may not be located in the correct place, then they ask you to kind of go through and look that up again to make sure it's in the right spot. If you find one that's gone missing, well, I guess you report that as well. And then you want to log those things, too, and keep track. You know, there are different types of trackables, too. It's a physical geocaching game piece. You can find different locations, too. There are all kinds of different things that you can come up with. And why geocaching? Why'd they call it that? Well, the word geocaching refers to geo for geography, and then caching is the process of hiding a cache. A cache in a computer term usually refers to the information that's stored in the memory to make it faster to retrieve it. But they use that term in hiking and camping as well as a hiding place for concealing and preserving different types of provisions. So that's where kind of that all came from. Do you know anybody that does that yet? There are more and more folks that are doing it. As I say, families are doing it together. I know one fellow who I saw on Facebook the other day. In one day, he found 108 caches.
That's an awful lot.
108. Did I mention it was 108? That's a lot. And that's not even his record, he said.
Yeah, I know I know my younger sister has done a little bit of this. And she mentioned, you know, and it's kind of a decent idea. You know, you're someplace else maybe that, you know, isn't home and you've got a few hours to kill. Maybe that's something that's fun just to go off and check something out real quick.
Well, and I know some of the local conservation folks have kind of started to get involved a little bit in these types of things, too. Because, again, if you can't get the kids outside because they're tied to the Xbox or they just can't get enough of the computer or what have you, you can go outside and do this and use technology at the same time. So I guess it falls into the category, if you can't beat them, figure out a way to get them out there and use it. Find a way. 108 in one day. Do you still have a family life if you're doing that much of it, though?
No. I was going to say, don't you have anything better to do?
Well,
or she.
His air conditioner was broken, so he was out trying to enjoy nature instead of sitting inside, right? You could help him with that. Hey, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating are pros at bathroom and kitchen remodels. We have the most diverse group of suppliers to choose from. We have the most contacts with contractors in the work to work with. We have the most experience in the area and innovative ways to make your room reflect the wants and needs. We have the best cabinets and countertops in our town center cabinetry offerings, and we have the best prices in town. You want quality, efficiency, and functionality, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating gives it to you each and every time. Let us help you make that remodel easy and fun to go through. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes from Stevie Wonder. It says, just because a man lacks use of his eyes doesn't mean he lacks vision.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Geocaching. Hey, if you want to know more, just Google geocaching or Google Iowa geocaching. There's also an Iowa organization as well that folks are very involved in, too, if that's something that appeals to you. Brett, thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you guys too.
I hope to. 58 degrees outside right now. It's going to get a little warmer here in the next few days, so be prepared for that. You go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.